So I'd like to introduce you now to Father Peter Mary Rookie.
Thank you, Margaret and Gail, and for inviting us always to this great program you have every Sunday. We are very honored to come to you.
Well, it's our pleasure, Father, because, you know, this program, you know, I didn't realize how many people have been tuning us in every morning, and some of us said, well, we're part of the household, and they'll have a radio in different parts of their house so they don't miss anything. Isn't that wonderful? And well, also we have Jeff. You know, Jeff stands in when any time that that we need a helping hand, and I want to also acknowledge Jeff for being here this morning, too, and he's here with us every week, folks.
Well, you know, Margaret, if they have a radio in several parts of the house, that they don't miss us on Sunday morning, we must be in stereo.
We might be in stereo.
Jeff just very kindly offered me a cigarette, and reminded me of when a priest up in Sault Ste. Marie, where I was about 2 weeks ago. He was a funny priest, something like Father Peter, I guess. Anyway, he had a bunch of cards, and on one card it was written, "Thanks for smoking. You're a friendly undertaker."
That's right. You got that right.
Tell me the other one. Oh, it might be too political.
Oh, okay.
The other one was must have been written by a Republican. It says, "Please vote for Dr. Kevorkian as White House physician." That's terrible.
Yeah. But anyway, we had a wonderful evening. We had a wonderful evening, and we are expecting for Monsignor Ron Grove from Lake Charles to phone in. And so we had, I'm not going to tell you all about that. I'm going to let Father Monsignor tell you folks out there what happened last evening. And also we had wonderful priest Danny Perez with us, and many other priests, a couple other priests and deacons. And it was just a marvelous evening.
Father DeBue was the other priest at the altar.
Okay.
And
the deacon?
And Deacon Ed.
Ed. Good.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, Father, we can go ahead and tell them a little bit about what's been happening to you in the since the last time that you've been on the air.
Well, we've been in, let's see, the Philippines, I believe, in January, and up and down the islands there, and then in the Marianas. Mariana Islands in Guam and Saipan.
Mm-hmm.
And when the program was weekend in Saipan was put on by the St. Michael Center out of Honolulu, which is founded, the St. Michael Centers are in every one of the 50 states now, and they are founded, you're the founder of Mary's Helpers, and the founder of this, or you're the foundress, I should say, and the founder of the St. Michael's Centers out of Honolulu, begun in Honolulu, is a very outstanding man, young man. I don't think he's 40 years of age yet. His name is Tom Pereira. And Tom Pereira is born and reared a Buddhist. And he had a religious experience, a conversion experience, became a Catholic. His wife is still a Buddhist, and his mother, but they're in grave danger, I think, of becoming Christians if they don't watch it. And so he was one of the speakers at the weekend in Saipan, where we had the programs and healing mass and in the cathedral there. The bishop was very gracious and received us so beautifully. And in Guam, which is part of the Marianas as well, we stayed with the archbishop there. And the archbishop took us in, and that's where Pope John Paul II resided when he was in Guam. So I felt very honored, like something we always speak of, George Washington slept here sort of thing, you know. John Paul, Pope John Paul II stayed there in this house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very gracious, beautiful archbishop there. and I was quite surprised to see a brother citizen of Superior, Wisconsin. You know, I'm from Superior. a man who's very holy, a Capuchin priest, Father Solanus Casey. The archbishop was a Capuchin, or is a Capuchin as well, and here he had a picture in his kitchen of Father Solanus Casey, my brother's superiorite, who was up for canonization, you know, made his great name in St. Bonaventure's Church in Detroit, and that's where he's laid out and venerated, and he was a very simple priest, and he just barely got through his studies. He was a late vocation man. He was a streetcar conductor in Superior, for one thing, and the Rookies and the Caseys knew each other, and we feel very happy about that. In fact, there's another book coming out on Solanus Casey, and with his reference to Maria Vagreda, who wrote the Mystical City of God, the work
Father,
on Our Lady.
We have Monsignor on the line right now, Monsignor Ron Groth. He's on the air right now. Good morning, Monsignor. You're on the air.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Well, we're doing fine. You're going to have to get closer to the phone.
All right.
That's better. And, Monsignor, we're so honored to have you on the air this morning. And we're anxious for you to tell the folks about what had happened last night. And could you tell them a little bit?
Well, certainly. I'm pastor of Our Lady Queen of Heaven Church in Lake Charles, which is a rather large parish of over 4,000 families. And we'd invited...
Can you get a little closer, Monsignor? A little louder?
We invited Father Rookie to come and to be part of our parish experience, and he offered his healing ministry with us last night, and it was I don't know what else to say except that it was a wonderful success. Our church seats only about 1,000 people, but we had double that number present for the healing mass, and it was just a wonderful thing, and I can remember what two people told me that I think is very significant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, one was a young lady, a teenager who was crying, and she had just come back from being prayed with by Father. And she didn't strike me as a person who was in need of physical healing.
Uh-huh.
But obviously it was a spiritual healing she received, because she told me, she says, "I am so unworthy to be here," she says.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And then another young married man, a young man in his mid-20s, I would say, told me, he says, "Oh my goodness, I know now God is real." Isn't that amazing?
Yes. You know, if just one person out of those 2,000 people that were there last night, it was all worth it. You know that.
Oh yes.
You know that. And we know that.
By those remarks.
We know many things happened because only those two people told you, but we know many, many things happened. Through that, because it was so, the music, everything was just so beautiful. There was no way that you could not experience God being there.
Oh, yes.
You know, And we're just delighted also for your enthusiasm that you have shown, you know, for the rookie in our group of Mary's Helpers. And we want to thank you personally allowing us to be there last night.
Well, thank you. It was wonderful. And we deeply appreciate you all coming over here and fitting us in your schedule so late.
Monsignor, thank you again for your wonderful hospitality.
Yes.
And I think Gail would, Margaret, yes, the assistant yes. here, would like to
I have to
something.
Ask you something, Monsignor. I know you're going to hear a lot more stories in time to come about last night, but a gentleman approached me after during the healing service close to the end, an elderly gentleman who mentioned, you see, Father Rookie talked about Auschwitz in his homily, and this young gentleman says, Father Rookie knows exactly what he's saying about Auschwitz. He says, I was there when I was a young man in the army. And he's in your parish. Well, I don't know whether he's in your parish, but he was there last night. And I said, well, why don't you wait and tell Father Rookie when he finishes? He says, oh, no. He says, oh, no, no. He says, it's late, and I haven't eaten supper yet. I have to go home and eat. I just thought maybe this gentleman may come back to you. Please get his name. And Father would like to correspond with him.
Oh, yes.
But
well,
if possible. Yeah, with an elderly gentleman. He seemed very spry. And he had already been prayed with Father Rookie, so he was going home to eat. But
well, that's delightful. I hope he makes himself known to me. I'll have to make an announcement
you
about
make
that.
An announcement. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, that might be the thing to do. Cause,
see, I knew that was a reason why you had to be on the air this morning.
Oh, come on. Senior. That's not the only reason.
By the way, talking about Auschwitz, the man whom St. Maximilian Kolbe liberated through his martyr's death, came quite a number of times to our Basilica, to the first Saturday healing mass in Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But he incidentally has just passed away.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, the man that Maximilian liberated.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, yes, mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Through his death.
And I must compliment you, too, on your team that worked so diligently along with you, Monsignor. It was just wonderful because, you know, to see a parish that really is together.
They are all alive. They
oh, yes.
are alive.
A wonderful young priest and a whole big, wonderful parish staff, a wonderful deacon. So we are blessed over here.
Yes, Father Danny Perez was just wonderful, too.
You said it. I give you the credit.
You give me the credit.
Okay.
God bless you, Father. I know you have mass.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Monsignor.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
God bless.
Father, I would like you to, you know, we talked about the things about last night, but you also have a magazine there that you...
Oh,
that
yes. Since we've been to Poland, the famous... Polish magazine out of Chicago, Panorama, mm-hmm. it's called. It has an editor, a Gregory Wyszkiewicz. I can't pronounce his name too well. I'm sorry to say, I'm not.
You know, Father speaks seven languages. And so this
but
is
Polish
in Polish.
Is not one of them.
Polish is not. So bear with him because he's going to read a little something out of the Polish magazine for us.
Yes. I was very humbled to see that I became a cover girl. As they have a big painting picture on the front, as you can see.
Yes. Father Rookie, yeah.
And then inside is the feature article, and it's about Medjugorje, actually. Mm-hmm. Your Mary's Helpers is always making Mary's messages public and brought before us and kept before us. And so this particular article is about Medjugorje, and we wrote the article, but then, of course, he translated it into Polish, so it's all in Polish here. It has a picture of some of the visionaries there. And then it mentions Mary's helpers from Marrero in Louisiana, I think.
That's Marrero, Louisiana,
and,
folks.
And Margaret Trosclair and so on. And our pilgrimage there. And they, in the article, we were reminiscing about the instant healing of a 30-year-old Heather Duncan, a nurse from Aberdeen, Scotland. And she was paralyzed for at least 5 years. She was handling a big patient who fell upon her, I believe, and
yes, we got to meet
rendered her,
her
paralyzed and injured her lumbar region of her back, and the vertebrae were injured, and the spinal cord, and so she was a complete invalid, and she came out of her, was blessed, and came out of her wheelchair and walked all over, and I came back and took her steel harness off that she had around her torso to keep her back straight and so on, and pushed her wheelchair back to town in Medjugorje. And that was way back in 1990, I believe. And then another one is David Parks.
Yes, David Parks. That
has been on your program here,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, he has.
And they, people know about him already.
Well, I think you can kind of brief them up a little bit, those that
was,
are just tuning in.
David Parks was a big football
star
from Ireland, Dublin. And he...
he was a soccer player.
Yes.
They call it football?
It's different than our football.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes. And he is also a great singer. He has a beautiful Irish tenor. I'm a whiskey tenor myself. I don't drink whiskey, so you can see I don't sing too well. Anyway, he's a big 230-pounder and was reduced... through Crohn's disease to 90 pounds, and he came up to be blessed in Medjugorje in the cemetery there. And
but that was not an easy one to get blessed, if I remember the story, and I do remember it very well because we wrote about him in our book.
Yes, he
you
was
know,
against
the book,
God.
You believe that Jesus can heal you.
Yeah.
And but he had he did not want to be blessed at all.
No,
he refused. He didn't want to go to Medjugorje. He didn't want to pray. He didn't want to do anything.
He had scratched God out of his life.
Out of his life.
Yeah.
And today he cannot say enough about God.
Yeah, right.
You know, and because he happened to be, and he came in the night before that we were leaving this past June.
Yes.
And we got to see him, and he is, he looks wonderful, and he's, now he brings pilgrims to Medjugorje.
As he was up in Sault Ste. Marie, just when I was up there two or three weeks ago, in Canadian and the Michigan side of Sault Ste. Marie, it's a double city, you know, it has, part of it is in Canada and part in Michigan. And one of the places, he sang at our healing masses there and so on, he's, and, but he had gone to the prison. We went to the Lifers prison. There are four prisons in Sault Ste. Marie. And we went to the lifers. They're all sentenced to life in this prison. And about 100 of the prisoners came to the healing mass, and most of them rested in the spirit. It was very interesting. Many of them non-Catholics. And he had gone a few days before and announced that we were coming. And so he's like John the Baptist.
Yes,
everywhere.
He goes before you.
He
gets ready. Everyone gets ready.
He was in the Samoan Islands. I went down there about a year and a half ago. And he had already been there. And then in New Zealand and Australia. And he'd been
and
Hawaii, and so on. So he's like, he announces us everywhere, it seems.
Yes.
And so I have it made when I get there.
Yes.
Already.
Well, you know, Father, he also, folks, and we do have his tape, because as Father said, he's a professional singer. Mm. And the songs that he sang, I mean, yeah. just...
Well, his famous song is the pro-life song, Let Me Live.
Let Me Live.
Yes, it's the fetus singing,
Yes.
Let Me Live.
We're going to have to play that song for you folks on the air, since Father has talked about David Parks, and maybe next week we'll do that too. But anyway, folks, we're going to take a little break right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The second order of the Servants of Mary community meeting is today, Sunday, August 16th, in the Shrine to Mary Chapel, 537 Avenue D, in Marrero. This week, Mary's Helpers meetings are West Bank Chapter, Sunday, August 16th, Healing Mass for the Rookie. That means the West Bank Chapter members will be there. Media, Pennsylvania Chapter, Monday, August 17th, guest Karen Kelly. Homer Chapter, Tuesday, August 18th. Wegerman Chapter, Tuesday, August 18th. Bereavement Chapter, Tuesday, August 18th. New Orleans Satellite Chapter, Wednesday, August 19th. Father Peter Mary Rookie OSM will be conducting a Mass and Healing Service tonight, Sunday, August 16th at 7:30 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church in Marrero, Louisiana. Come to visit Mary's Helpers Gift Center at 4512 7th Street, corner of Avenue D in Marrero. Mary's Helpers is a nonprofit organization that depends on your donations and the sale of any item offered here in the newsletter and in the gift shop to help defray the cost of the radio programs and newsletter. We have Margaret's book, Do You Believe That Jesus Can Heal You?, about Father Peter Mary Rookie OSM for $12. Medjugorje, What the Church Says, $3. Did Adam and Eve Have Belly Buttons? Letters to Gabriel, audio tapes, an audio tape of Paula Albertini and Emma de Guzman. We also invite you to join us in prayer weekdays, 12 noon and 3 p.m. at 4512 7th Street in Marrero. There is no charge for the Mary's Helpers newsletter, but we can only survive through your donations. Just write to Mary's Helpers, Post Office Box 1853, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Phone 504-348-PRAY. That's 348-7729 for your prayer line request.
I'd like to, Gail, for you to mention where Father will be at in the other areas, because those that are listening today, they can maybe call their family or friends to be able to go to these healing services.
Okay. Well, Father Rookie will be closing the Chicago Marian Conference with a healing mass at the Chicago O'Hare Conference Center Sunday, September 13th at 2 p.m. Father Rookie will celebrate a healing mass to close the Marian Pro-Life Conference in Vandalia, Illinois. That's Vandalia, Illinois, on Sunday, October the 4th at 2 p.m. during Pro-Life Weekend. Featured speaker at this conference is Norma McCarty, the Roe in the Roe versus Wade case. Norma is being received into the Catholic Church in Rome. Also, Margaret, you know, in September starts our Novena of Our Lady of Sorrows.
That's right.
And Father Rookie will also be back. And during that period, he will conduct a healing service on Monday, September the 14th, following the Novena at Immaculate Conception Church in Marrero. Now, this is in September now. And on Wednesday, September 16th, at 6:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Prompt Succor Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. And Thursday, September 17th, at 7 p.m. at St. Anthony Church in Lafitte.
We will also at Our Lady of the Gulf Church on Friday, this past Friday.
Yes.
We had a wonderful response there, Gail. And tonight we're expecting also a full church. So I'm going to ask you folks, when you come tonight, there will be the parish regular mass. And we're going to ask you, since we're going to have our Mass with Father Rookie later, that we're going to ask you to not to go in until that Mass is over with.
And all the people have gone.
All the people have gone. because otherwise it disrupts the mass that is going on. So we must remember that we will be in the exact spot that the Lord wants us to be. So you just wait until that mass is finished. But, you know, you can bring your loved ones, whether in a stretcher, whether they're on a bed or whatever, however you want to bring them there. But, you know, God wants to heal us today.
And Father will lay hands on every single person.
And when anyone is resting in the Spirit, because I know many of you that are out there, when they're resting in the Spirit, do not touch them. Leave them alone. And you will, you will want to feel what they would be feeling or will be feeling when they're resting in the Spirit. God gives them such great peace. So we're going to ask you to call your friends, those that are ill, to be there for Father to lay hands on them. Many people are healed, as you just heard him tell us about some of the people that were healed out of the wheelchairs. And we've seen things ourselves, as on the mountain where the young man, 30 years old, had lumbar
paralysis of the lower lumbar of his back.
Of the back. And they were, he was brought up on a stretcher, and he walked down carrying his stretcher. Now, to walk down the mountain is hard enough without anything wrong with you, up and down. And he walked down with that stretcher. So many things will happen tonight that you will not understand how and why these things happen. But we know God wants to heal us today. So we're back once again. And we've been talking with Father Peter Mary Rookie, and I'm going to ask him right now if we could do the miracle prayer so we don't work so hard at the end of the program to fit it in. And then if we have more time, we can talk about other things again. So if you have your crucifix ready, you can kneel. You can, if you're lying down, that you're sick, you can stay that way, whatever way is comfortable for you, because God wants to heal you today. And claim your healing. If you feel that God is healing you, you claim it. And remember, sometimes that healing doesn't come right away. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But if you feel that God has healed you, say, in the name of Jesus, shield me with your precious blood, because the evil one will try to snatch that healing away from you. And even if you have to say it 1,000 times a day, you say it, in the name of Jesus, shield me with your precious blood. Okay, Father Rookie is ready. We're going to repeat after him, and he'll instruct you right now.
I just say a word about the miracle prayers. It's called a recent... since we've been with you last time, a recent happening, we got a letter from a doctor in Michigan who wrote a very short and to the point letter telling us that he was in a fatal accident and he was brought to the hospital, declared dead. But the parent, the wife and family did not accept this and began praying this miracle prayer, which we are about to pray with you, over and over. And he came back to life, and he said he is fine in this letter. He wrote the letter by his own handwriting. So it is a truly a powerful prayer. It really is just giving ourselves to the Lord so that he can heal us. So that's really what it is. So we have to be prepared to give ourselves entirely to him. He's a jealous God. He wants our all. He gave us all, and he wants it, all of our... and we're the ones to benefit, of course, giving ourselves to him. We have our Lord before us and the crucifix that so we can keep him in our mind. Lord, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come before you.
I come before you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I am sorry for my sins.
I am sorry for my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
In your name.
In your name.
I forgive all others.
I forgive all others.
For what they have done against me.
For what they have done against me.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
The evil spirits.
The evil spirits.
And all their works.
And all their works.
I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus.
I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
I invite you into my life, Jesus.
I invite you into my life, Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
My God.
My God.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Please heal me.
Please heal me.
Change me.
Change me.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Cover me with your precious blood.
Cover me with your precious blood.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I shall follow you.
I shall follow you.
Every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
Mary, Mother of Sorrows.
Mary, Mother of Sorrows.
Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace.
Saint Peregrine the Cancer Saint.
Saint Peregrine the Cancer Saint.
All you angels and saints.
All you angels and saints.
Please come to my aid.
Please come to my aid.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. And folks, if you would like to receive this miracle card, you can write to us, or you can, first of all, you can write to Father Peter Mary Rookie, and we're going to give you his address right now.
International Compassion Ministry, 20180, that's 20180, Governors Highway, room 203, Olympia Fields, Illinois, 60461-1067. That's Olympia Fields, Fields, Illinois, 60461-1067.
Or you can write to us at
Mary's Helpers, Post Office Box 1853, Marrero, Louisiana 70073.
Now, also, folks, when you write for the card, if you would put a self-addressed stamped envelope, you'll get it much faster because, you know, at Father Rookie's office, he's the same as we are. We have a limited amount of volunteers, and this would help speed your miracle card to get to you because it is a very powerful prayer, and so we want it available for you. So by doing this, you'll get it a lot faster. Father, I know that you have so many things to talk about, so many wonderful, and I'm sure you have something that you would like to say more.
Well, I just giving a little experience we had in the Marianas again to get back. They are part of the United States, by the way. They used to be referred to by a word that's not so acceptable now as one of our possessions.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we are in the United States when we're in the Marianas. Saipan and Guam are the major islands there. But one of my experiences there was when we were hopping from one island to the other, we flew in a monoplane, one motor and one pilot, of course. I gave him a little smile and called him Punches the Pilot. I sat next to the pilot in the co-pilot's seat. The plane only held about three of us.
Uh-huh.
And he had me hold the door open as we were taking off. And that was our air conditioning. And I had my safety belt on, but that Pacific Ocean was very close down there with the sharks waiting for us. They don't go very high in altitude, of course. They just skim over the water pretty much. And it was quite an experience.
Quite an experience, huh?
We prayed the rosary, you may be sure.
Several rosaries, I'd say.
Okay, we have someone on the air right now. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Margaret?
Yes.
My name is Al, and 50 years ago, I was on Majuro, which is an island of the Marianas group.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering if they have any idea of what's going on at Majuro. It was a beautiful island, and I had tourist duty in the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
I was an aircraft mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to ask them if they ever been there or...
Well, I think Father just said...
Anything going on.
Uh-huh. Father, you were there, were you not?
In Ireland 50 years ago?
No, not 50
Majuro.
Years ago. No.
Majuro in the Marianas.
Right.
Majuro in the Marianas.
I think that was one of the islands, yes.
Liberty Island, just a fighter aircraft airfield,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of tents, and that's about it. But it was glorious. It was,
yes.
It was the next thing to heaven, I guess.
Well, it's a beautiful... a beautiful place, that's for sure. Never, never land sort of thing.
Is it occupied? That's what I want to know.
Well, oh yes, as far as I know.
It's occupied.
Yeah, we had
I would love to go there before I meet my maker.
Yes,
you know?
we had the service there, as I recall.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I just had a call when I heard you talking about the Marianas. I haven't mm-hmm. heard that word in 50 years, I
oh,
think.
Oh, God yeah. bless you for calling.
God bless you for your duty.
Oh, thank you
God
very
bless.
Much. God
thank
bless you.
You
again.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, Father, you know, when mentioning these places, I guess people just realize, you know, they go back to hearing them and realize.
So many of our soldiers, you know, that were in the mm-hmm. Southeast Pacific War
mm-hmm.
have come to me when I mentioned that in the homilies and said they, you
yeah,
know,
it brings back memories,
yes.
and you know, and it gets you thinking.
I would, while we're on that, speaking of those Southeast Pacific, I was up in the Canada here recently, as I mentioned, and we came across a priest who was a chaplain in the Marines, in the Michigan side of Sault Ste. Marie. And he was with one of our chaplains of the Servites, Father Larry Calkins, who was one of seven priests in our Lady of Sorrows province of the Servites in Chicago. And it was a phenomenon. Seven with Father Calkins's. In any case, this Father Larry Calkins was with him in the war as a Marine chaplain, and Father Larry went in on the second invasion of Iwo Jima, famous land. You've seen the monument of the Marines raising the flag. It's a famous picture, photograph, mm-hmm. raising the flag when they finally conquered Iwo Jima from the Japanese. And they had wiped out the first wave of Marines, and this was the second wave, and Father Larry was going in on. And as they were going in, a Marine asked if he could go to confession. So Father Larry began and gave him a blessing and prepared him for his confession. And the Marine started. He said, "Father, I've been a son of a..."
Uh-huh.
I won't
blank the blank.
Say blank the blank. Blank, blank.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. He was killed by a bullet. Instantly killed.
Mm-hmm.
That was his confession.
That was his confession.
It reminded us of the good thief on the cross, but he said it all.
He said it all.
And I'm sure the Lord accepted that confession, and he went straight up, I'm sure.
You know, while you're on that subject there, Father, I want to remind the folks, too, about, you know, forgiveness. You know, last night we spoke about forgiveness.
Yes.
And many times, folks, you know, I've spoken about forgiveness on the air, that many of our illnesses come from not forgiving. And I can vouch for that. You've
Amen.
Heard my story many times. But when you go to any healing service or anything and you want God to heal you, whether it's a healing service or whatever, you need to forgive. That is the only way that you will release this illness that you can have, because without forgiveness you will continue to have it. Am I right, Father?
Well, yes, it's not that every illness is caused
by
from
that's right.
Unforgiveness or hatred,
but so many are.
Yes, but it this gnawing in our innards sort of thing of not having forgiven somebody in our life. I often think of the young man in London whom we were asked to heal or to pray over, I should say. He was a 22-year-old Australian, and he had 5 days to live. So we began praying over him, and somehow the Lord gave us a word of knowledge that we should, I should ask him, "Is there anyone in your life, young man, that you should forgive?" And he nodded, "Yes." And so then we prayed that this wound of unforgiveness would be healed. And pretty soon the tears began to flow, and the outward sign of the inner healing. Well, then we prayed to Our Lady and Saint Peregrine, the cancer saint, that his cancer be healed. He had cancer of a marrow of the bone. And the sequel to that was the following year, the lady who had asked us to pray for this young Australian told us in a healing mass, as she witnessed, that this young man had come back from Australia to tell her that the moment he forgave that person in his life, he knew he was healed. But the Lord gave us a little smile on this healing also. What is this young Australian doing now in Australia? he's taking care of crocodiles on a crocodile farm. So I guess those tears of his were...
crocodile tears.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. So, folks, you know, as Father said, that to receive peace, we must forgive.
Right. We're the ones who benefit when we forgive.
That's right. Well, we're running out of time, but Jeff just handed me a note here, Father. And as we end our program with you blessing everyone, I would like to for you to dedicate also this blessing for Jeff's. He was Ron. How do you pronounce his name?
Roy Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Roberts was his partner for many years on Mutton.
Well, he was the nut of the Nut and Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were partners, and he passed away on Friday afternoon. So will you give the blessing, because we're at our close right now?
Mm-hmm. We have. We give the blessing right out of the Old Testament. The Lord told Moses when Aaron and his sons blessed the people, they should bless them in this way. The Lord bless you and keep you. We answer, amen.
Amen.
The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Amen.
The Lord look kindly upon you and grant you his peace.
Amen.
The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon us and all our dear ones and bring us healing and peace now and forever.
Amen. Well, folks, it's about that time, and I would like to thank our guest, Father Peter Mary Rookie from Chicago, and I'd like to thank also Mike Ingrisana for being here with us today and standing in. And also I want to thank my co-hostess, Gail Ponsetti.
It's always a pleasure, Margaret, and everybody come to the healing service tonight,
at
Immaculate Conception Church at 7:30 p.m., 4401 7th Street in Marrero.
And thank you, Jeff. And I'd like to thank you, the listening audience, for tuning in to Mary's Helpers News Program. I'm Margaret Trosclair, wishing you a very good day, and God bless you.